Siyata Nishma. Baruch Ato Adonai. Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Vram. Haderach Sicha HaShailas and Aris posed by Rav Elie Yomant Rav Chaim Kanevsky Shlita Chelek Aleph towards the end of Parshas Bo. That's the last shtickle in Derech Sicha, Parshas Bo, Daf Resh Mem Ches. Rav Elie Yomant says as follows. These are in the context of his Ha'oris, Rav Chaim's insights on the Godel Shel Pesach. And we have at the end of the Halel HaSeder, the Echad Miyodea. And we've raised the Shaila in the past, Echad Miyodea. How we get to the culmination of Halel Seder, where the Vilna Gaon says we have more mitzvahs on Halel Seder than in any other night of the year. As Rosh Hashanah Brevda brings in his Halel Shimurim, Habishem, Rabachon, and Hashem the Gro. How we have over 60 mitzvahs on Halel Seder. And we get to this Halega night, to this night that the Maral is Marech, and his Rosh on the Shamas Agoda, we're mamish like Malachi Elyon, we're reenacting, re-experiencing, Kilu Yotza, Achshav, Hamei Mitzrayim, Kilu Yotza, and we're mamish leaving Mitzrayim. We get to the end of Halel Seder, and how does it close? Echad Miyodei. Okay, everybody, back to Cheder we go, back to kindergarten. All right, who knows one? You know what? We're all tired. Let's hand out the lollipops. Who knows one? All right, I know one. What is it? Okay, when you see the niggun itself, who knows two? Two is a luchas habris. Three, the ovis, and four, the emos. Okay, very good. Mama, 5-year-olds know. How we know that the beginning of the Seder is Kadesh lo Yishana v'yishalu. The whole sugyan arei psochem kumches. We know we're trying to keep them awake. By the end of the Seder, most of them are tired anyway. So you tell me the whole song is just for them? This is the end of the Seder. Echon miyodeo. What's going on here? So he explained that Rav Avram Gurvitz Rosh Hashiva and Gates had a beautiful Sefer in the Moedim Anfer Arzeel. And the Ha'ore is bought Bishmo. And Rav Avram Olshur Salekach Valib of Hagodah Shel Pesach as well. And that is Hagufa precisely. This is the litmus test. If you had a Gishmak Alela Seder and you're holding by the Gevaldiga Madriga that a Pesach Seder is supposed to achieve, then when you get to the end of Alel HaSeder on your radar screen, the same way psychologists, if I throw out cards and I hold up images and I ask you, what's the first thing that comes to mind? That's the litmus test. That's the yardstick. That's how we decipher, how we figure out where you're really holding. See, here we hold up a number one. By the end of the Seder, there only is one number one, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Echad Elokeinu Shishmaybar 20. Hold number two, what's two? Not how many cars you have in your driveway. By the end of the Seder, there only is one, two, and what's that? The Shnei Luchos Habris. Three, not how many apartments you might own, or how many Shabbos Sutim. What is it? Three is, there's only one three, and that is the Gimel Amos, the four Emos, the Chamisha Chum Sheitaira. By the end of the Seder, this is the litmus test. In the end of the day, you know what? The real yardstick is, can you answer these questions? That's the Echad Miyodea. So clearly we want to be margish, yesoda, yesodas, of what Yiddishkeit's all about. It all starts with the Borei Olam. That's Echad. Two, I need the Shnei Luchos Habris. And as Moshe Brown pointed out parenthetically, isn't it fascinating? We have a classic Sefer penned by Rabbi Yeshaya Levi Harowitz, the Shla Kaddish, and it's called the Shla. Anyone ever call it the Shnei Luchos Habris? Shla is merely an acronym for Shnei Luchos Habris. Anyone ever call it the Shnei Luchos Habris? How about the Alshech? What's the famous Alshech Sefer on Chumash, on Torah Neviim and Ksuvim, on Tanakh? It's called what? Torah Moshe. Some Sefer wrote a Sefer Torah Moshe. How often do you ever hear people refer to the Alshech as the Torah Moshe? Oh, the Sam Sefer. Do you say the Sam Sefer? You say the Alshech HaKadosh, who's one of the only five people who were ever called HaKadosh in history, which itself needs an explanation. Ayin Shiri Bagonim, Masech HaSanhedrin. HaKoponim, here you call him the Alshech, you call him. What about the Rambam's classic, his magnum opus, the Mishnah Torah? And many people call it Yad HaChazaka, you just refer to it as the Rambam. Explain to Moshe Brown, you know why? Because there only is one Mishnah Torah, and that's Sefer Devarim. And there only is one Shnei Luchos Habris, and those are the two stone tablets that David Shur gave Klai Yisrael. And there's only one Torah, Moshe, Zircha Tos Moshe Abdi. HaShkocha has it. We're not going to refer to the Chassam Sefer or the Alshech Sefer. Has Torah's Moshe explained on Moshe Brown? There only is one Torah's Moshe. How come we get now to the Yesoda Yesodos? This is Echad. One I understand. Two Shneichos Abris. The Obus, the Yesod, the Shor Sheham. They're the roots and the Emos together with the Emos. That was the Bris that they established with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chamisha Chamisha Torah Shisus and Vishnu, and then I understand. And seven Shabbos, of course, or Moshe even brings, Kayadua, more than the Yidden have kept Shabbos over the years. Shabbos has kept the Yidden. Ramosha brings in Chumash, which interesting is that the originator of the line is actually the secular poet Achanha. He's really the one who said first that more than the Jewish people have kept the Sabbath has kept the Jews. Hakoponim, Shabbos is Yesodi Yesodus, one of the Zion Mitzvah schoolers. Ches, Ches Yimeimila, and Ospris Kodesh, I understand. And 10, 11, 12, 13, those make sense. The one that clearly is an aberration, that's a Yotzei Menaklala, just doesn't stim, is Tisha Yachileda, the 9 months of gestation, 9 months of pregnancy. What Shaykh is to Klai Yisrael? That's Mesha Shaykh to the rest of the world too. And applies to everybody. What's unique? What in the world is this doing? This is the end of the Seder. I'm getting to the culmination of the Lala Seder. And like Rav Ram Gorvitz, and like Rav Ram Ashur explained, this is Mamash the Limus test. You know how you're holding by the Yesodus of Yiddishkeit. When I throw in a 9, what's the first? Well, you know what? We're trying to think of 9s. How many good Geshmaka 9s are there in Yadis? Well, we know 9 has a lot to do. It's the Yosef Emes. Emes is Gematria. 441, 4 and 1 is 9, and 1 is the only 9 that doesn't change. And Mayim. Mine's 90, so many Ramazim. At the end of the day, how many votes out of the fault? You know, well, let's just throw in Tisha Yachaleda. Clearly, that's not the beer Hadam. So what's Pshat? What's number 9 doing here? Why Tisha Yachaleda? Does it make it onto the list? I saw Rav Yitzhak Arieli, the Einayim Lemishpat, his Peirush on Agoda, he deals with the Kasha. And let me tell you very briefly Rav Yoshev's Teretz. Writes Rav Eli Yoman in the end of Parshas Bo. Amarti mas shamati b'shem chomov, amor in Agoda Rav Yosef, Sholem El Yoshev Shlita. Now it's Atzal. Mashenichnes Kantes Yachaleda. What's it doing here? Sheinu Kishar Advarm Shemin Yoni Kedusha. Why in the world do we mention the 9 months of pregnancy? By the way, it's 9 months. We mentioned in the past that the only other terminology on the Nusach of Sheva Brochas, Ksuvas Dav Chesem and Aleph, Chosen Vikalo, Chosen Imakalo, Reim Ahuvim, they're called Reim Ahuvim, Reim Ha'ovim Zedzer, writes Rashi. The only other terminology is Reya and Binyan Adayal, the Fianiyas Taiti, the Makushar. Why? Why is she the husband's best friend through the wife? She produces the children. How long does it take her? Hey Rayon, it takes her the 9 months of pregnancy. 9 months of pregnancy. Hey Rayon is Gematria Makolo, 270. Reya, Reish Ayin, always spelled Chosen. So Yud is Gematria 270. And what's the only other title? She's called the Binyan Adayad. His skill nomi menu, Binyan Adayad. Rashi says the Binyan the Doros, and she's the building block to build the Doros. What do you think the Gematria Binyan Adayad is? Precisely, 270. She is the Reyo, she is the Binyan Adayad, she's Hirayon. She has the 9 months of pregnancy, which is what? 9 times 30, average month, 9 times 30 is 270. Takes those 9 months, 270, Reyo 270, Hirayon 270, and Binyan Adayad 270. Hakoponim, and what in the world is it doing here? So Rabbi Yoshev answered as follows: Kikoma Shemosh Rabbeinu Nitzel, Hai Mishum Shapi Haragilu Tes Yachileda. Usually, it takes 9 months to produce the child. Moshe Nolod the Shiva Lachein Lachasu. The famous Chazal. Then why didn't they go searching for Moshe Rabbeinu? As the Gemara in Soti Yerbeis explains, because typically a child comes out after 9 months of a pregnancy. Moshe Rabbeinu was born prematurely after 7, so they didn't go searching for him. They came into Shaykh Lanes Iskirazos Venen Era, and since it was Shaykh to the Nei, so therefore we mention the Tisha Yachaleda and Rechai Kanevsky like the Pshat. And I'm not here to argue with Rabbi Yoshua, but perhaps we could explain a little bit differently. First of all, then why mention Tisha Yachaleda? He, Bedavka, didn't have the Tisha Yachaleda. He had the Zion Yachaleda. Oh, but because the typical is 9, and he had 7, so Mamela, we're going to go in and mention the need of a 9. But Lacharu, we're talking about Yesoda, Yesodas. We're not just talking about things that are Shaykh to Yetzir Satriah. When we have a number 5, what is the Chamisha Chamshay Torah? 6 Shishasuni Mishnah. They weren't given to Klai Yesod yet. We're not talking about things that are Mesha Shaykh Yachrak Yetzir Satriah. We didn't even get the Tariah. We didn't have the Shishasuni Mishnah. And yet that's also on the page. We weren't given the Mitzah yet. And doesn't come until Tasuria. And the end of the day, perhaps there has to be more of a beer, but ain't a chanami within the context. It's talking about something a little more Yesodi. So perhaps Lefi Anias Naiti, I want to suggest the following Mahalach. We mentioned many times Henry Frankfurt, Kingship and the Gods, Avram Shulman Yehuda, Accuracy of the Bible, Ava Vaara of James Breasted Giles, all the ancient Egyptian historians. We know the intricate polytheistic system of conviction that was rampant throughout the world of ancient Egypt and ancient Mesopotamia. So they believed that the Paros were what? Li'ori Bani Yassisuni. They were gods, they were deities in and of themselves. The Nile River was one of their deities, but the number one god in their polytheism was Ra, the sun god, R-E or R-A. And that was the sun god. That's what the Malbim even writes in his Perush and Pashas Perush, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Paro would go down early in the morning, Bedavka, when god number one, the sun, would rise, when he would join god number one within the Nile, god number two, because they believed erroneously that the overflowing and sustaining waters of the Nile were attributed not to the movements of the moon, but rather to the movements of the sun. So Paro, the son of the sun, the S-O-N of the S-U-N, would go to the Nile, god number two, at the moment that god number one, Ra, would come up in the morning. That's already the Malbim, but that was the number one god. That's why we explain Makas Choshech. Why is that the precursor to Makas Zachoras? Makas Choshech is shutting down all of the source, the origin of Egyptian society, culture, and theology, which is predicated on belief in the sun. That's where they got everything from. In fact, Robert A. Levine writes in his book, A Geography of Time, who gave us the sundial? Ancient Egypt. Who were the first people as a nation to go ahead and use this solar calendar? Ancient Egypt. They're also, by the way, the first ones to invent an umbrella. Not for rain. It doesn't rain much in the desert, but it was to protect from the sun. They worshipped the sun. They revered the sun. Everything was about the sun. And that's Makas Choshech. That's already Arba Batech Shachar. It's laying the stage for the ensuing plague called Makas Choshech. Then Makas Bechoris is, once you got rid of the father, now you're getting rid of the second deity, the son of the sun. Now you get rid of the heir, the successor to the throne. So it's all about knocking down the sun. Mamela, the Phineas Daiti. What's the first mitzvah? Abishur is taking Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. What's the first mitzvah that he's going to give to Klai Yisrael as a nation? Why doesn't he give us Shabbos? No, now we have to wait till the end of Mishalach. Why not give us the first one as a mitzvah? Now that you're being taken out, is what? It's gavaldik, a mitzvah. We stories abound. Gavaldik is schoolless. In the end of the day, this is the mitzvah. This is Sefer Bosa Reisha Gora. All the mitzvahs given to us now. B'shas Yitzira Sa'am. Kiddush Levona, gavaldik. What's so miyuchad? Lefinius Daiti. Hankuf. For you're leaving Mitzrayim. Egypt gave the world the sun, the sun, the sun. The ultimate unparalleled worship on the sun. The sun dial, the solar calendar, the umbrella protecting from the sun. Sun was the number one god. Now that you're leaving Mitzrayim, leave all the theology and ideology behind. Leave it behind and you're going to draw out the star consciousness of what? Don't look at the solar calendar. Be magish instead, the lunar calendar. You're going to look at the moon. You're going to look bedafka at the moon. And as Rav Gifter explains in Perkei Moed and in you control the Zman, you Makanish Yisrov, Azmanim, Makanish you, and you, Klai Yisrov, the turn of Makanish, the Zmanim, you decide what Pesach's going to be. You're Kovei of the calendar, you're not just Tachas, Amarechas, Acheres of Zman. Legamer, you control this new Marechas, Acheres of Lachem, it belongs to you. You control Zman. Not only are you not controlled by the sun, but you're going to be the Bailam over this new Ma'areches, this new system, Legamri, that goes what? After the lunar calendar and not after the solar calendar. Fascinating to consider is what? When it comes to reproduction, a woman's gestation cycle, a woman's menstrual cycle, all aspects of a woman's physiology that are intertwined with the course of reproduction, go after what? Isaac Asimov already shares it with the world. Isaac Asimov, Book of Facts, page 230. How fascinating it is that every woman in the world, when it comes to the menstrual cycle, the Vestos, when it comes to the reproduction, production cycle, it goes what? It goes after the moon and not after the sun. Why? Why are we mangish this? What's going on here? The Phineas Taiti, it's Kishma. How do we get out of Mitzrayim? Sultan of Yudam and Beis, Dora Shreva Vira, or Rabbi Akiva Nusachacher, Bishar Nashim Tidkoni Yoshua Dor Nigla, who got outside of Mitzrayim? The Nashim Tidkoni is by doing what? I in the whole Hemshech and the Gemara Yad Aleph of Beis, because they went ahead and served the Dogim and they got the husbands interested. The Hainu, the only reason there's a Hemshech of Klai Yisrael is because of the Noshim Tzidkonius who gave us a Hemshech by having relations with their husband and enticing them even in the midst of the Avodah Kasha to have relations and to produce children. And who was at the forefront of these Noshim Tzidkonius? None other than Miriam, writes the Rokeach, called Al Shema Yamaru Eschayeyam. Her whole ticket to Galus was achieved in the wreck on the backdrop of Yetzias Mitzrayim. She's the one. Had the wooden be Alayna Samay Shervenu. It's only because of her. She tells what? She tells Amram, either like Rechaim Kanetsky B'derech Nevuah, or like Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who was Rabini Yaseir, Nidam and Haim and Beis. She tells Amram, you're worse than Paro. Paro goes, you have to take Miriam, Yocheved back. Aram takes your chevet back, and only because of that do they even produce Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have all the Nashim Tekaniyos. Why? Because they give reproduction, and that's the first miracle of Mitzrayim as well. Kasher Yano Sokini Yibra B'chid Yibra Tzenodu Shisha V'keras Echad, the miraculous reproductive rate. The you open up Sefer Shmos, the first miracle of Yetzir Yisrayim that we encounter is Kasher Yano Sokini Yibra B'chid Yibra Tzenodu Shisha V'keras Echad, miracle that who got us out of Mitzrayim? The woman. What was the schar and the Nashim? What Gevaldi Yeschus? Reproduction, producing more children. Miriam at the forefront, at the helm, and Miriam does what? She's the one who reunites Miriam, Yocheved, her mother, with Amram, her father, and that produces Moshe and Shoyso, Moshe Rabbeinu. So the whole Indian is what? The woman, the woman, the woman. Why do women get Rosh Chodesh when they don't serve the Egel? Right? So if Deborah Luria and Perkim Ameya, Perkim Lazar, one of his two Malchim, you know why? A woman, they didn't serve the eagle. So why did they get Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh belongs to women. They don't do Malachim, any of them. Why do they get Rosh Chodesh? Explains their Adar of the Valuria. Because that stems with the very anatomy, with the physiological makeup of a woman. A woman who's constantly enduring and experiencing a sense of ischachus with her vest, with her menstrual cycle, a constant sense of renewal. It's mamish muvan me'elov be'etzem mahusa, that intertwined with her core physiology is what? Is the sense of ischachus, sense of renewal. That's mamish like the waxing and waning of the moon that constantly renews itself, right? So Devaluria, the woman are going to get a schar. What are they going to get? Something that's mesha shaychi to their etzem ahus, which is what? His status is schachis mi bechinas the chodesh. So it's the woman that can get the lunar cycle. How interesting. All over the world, they all have a tisha yachaleda. All the women of the world have vestos, they have menstrual cycles, and they all have a reproductive cycle 9 months, and it all goes after the moon, not after the sun. What's that machadesh? Because we go after the moon. We Klai Yisrael, we have the Tisha Yachalidah. We gave the world the concept of Hachurza. We go after the Chodesh. We're Madiv, the Kvias Hachodesh Ayyadeh, the moon, rather than Ayyadeh, the sun. The whole world is going to be Nigra, Basar Os. Basar Os, Davka, they're going to be Ikvis Klai Yisrael, Tisha Yachalidah. But where does the concept come from? We own the Tisha Yachalidah. We got out of Mitzrayim. And we're going to be Margish, the Arayach. We're going to be Hachurza Lachem. We're going to go after the lunar calendar, and every woman in the world is going to be Nigra, is it Bosar? What? Bosar the Kvias of when we decide the moon is when the lunar moon, and of course we know, famous Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Rapi, the Yashami, when it comes to a woman's age, Besula, who is Nivellus Bechus, Vimashon, Shonav Yamechad, a famous Yerushalmi that in the Shach brings it Allah Chalamais and Chuznida. We are Koveya, Chazal or Koveya Chodesh. A woman's vest will be Nigra, will actually follow based on when we're Koveya Rosh Chodesh is. If a woman sees down on the 15th day of the month, she has to be Chosh, she's going to see 15 on the 15th of the next month. What do you mean? What if we change? Doesn't it depend what type of Chodesh it is? Terence is right, the Shach. It's going to go Bosser when we decide Rosh Chodesh because we're the Bailam over the Areyach. That's why Kiddush Chodesh is. What is the molad? Is the Indian of Iber? You want to be ma'abr the Shana Iber, pregnancy, molad, leida. It's all the woman. We are Tisha Yachleida. Just to close with the Sefer Divrei Yitzchak from Chassidei Munkach, quoting the Heilig Rapshitz, the Tamil Chosim Levon, Naftim Rapshitz. He says it's a segula. If a person's wife doesn't have normal vestos, normal menstrual cycles, and you want to get it back on track, that it should go karagil, he says, have in mind when you recite Kiddush Levana, and you say the word, shalo yishanu es tafkidam, chogu zman lasan lahem, shalo yishanu es tafkidam, and they shouldn't switch their tafkid, roshi tevas, shalo yishanu es tafkidam, as roshi tevas ishti, writes the Rav Shitzur, you should have in mind, ishti, lo yishanu es tafkidam, she also shouldn't have an aberrant menstrual cycle, it should be whatever it is, the 2 weeks, it's, and the end of the day, it should be what? Karagil, like the regilus of the waxing and waning of the moon. Have in mind, that's a segula. Kiddush Levana, yes, because they gave us a Levana. Tisha Yachaleda, it's all the woman, that's all the hashlama of the Beschus Nashim Zekani Yashavador Nigalu. That's a Tisha Yachaleda for the Yastaiti, and that's that Gosha. Put the moon, the sundial, solar calendar behind. You're leaving Mitzrayim. You guys are going to focus on the moon, and you're going to control the moon, you're going to control this man. And guess what? The whole world is going to follow suit. Every woman in the world. Her vestos, her reproductive cycle, Tisha Yechaleda, as Nikva Bosa you, because you did not on top. That's the lunar calendar. Yesha Kayach, have a gewaldige Nacht and a great rest of the day. Amen.